With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says time for him to step down.
One of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter. So I stand before you today, Mr. President, and my colleagues, to say this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate.
The 82-year-old Kentucky Senate, Kentucky Republican, says, though, he will stay on to the end of his normal term, which is the 2027. Also at SRNNews.com, Boeing is given 90 days by the FAA to come up with a plan to improve safety.
It's been 2 months since that Boeing midair door panel blowout that left a gaping hole in an Alaska Airlines plane and left passengers wondering if they were going to die. Now the FAA says Boeing has 90 days to give them a plan to fix quality problems and meet safety standards for building new planes. Boeing CEO says they have a clear picture of what needs to be done and will develop a plan that demonstrates the profound change the FAA demands. Investigators say bolts that help keep the door panel in place were missing after repair work on the Alaska Airlines jet at the Boeing factory. I'm Julie Walker.
Aid convoys carrying food reached northern Gaza this week. The delivery on Wednesday is the first major one in a month to the devastated, isolated area, according to Israeli officials. U.S., Egypt, and Qatar have been working on a ceasefire deal that would release some of the hostages still held by Hamas and open the door to a greater influx of aid to Palestinians. A cluster of wildfires scorching the Texas panhandle still, including a blaze that grew into one of the largest in the Lone Star State's history. This is SRN News. With yesterday's Michigan primaries now in the record books, all eyes in the political world now turning to Super Tuesday, which is a week from yesterday. But with an estimated 40 million Christians choosing to sit out the last election, Pastor Jack Hibbs from Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills, California, is urging faith-focused voters to head to the polls next Tuesday.
This is a perfect moment for us Christians, please. Go do the right thing, no matter what. Find a candidate that's pro-life. Start there. Well, Jack, they're all sinners. Yes, so are you. So am I. Jesus is not on the ballot. That's not going to happen, okay? The answer is not going to be in the White House. It's not in the State House. It's going to be in God's house. But listen, I believe that because God gave you and I a constitutional republic, don't you dare bury your vote in the sand. Even if we are so outnumbered, at least we'll get judged in the last day before Jesus having done the right thing rather than sit it out.
This is SRN News. Wendy's says it has no plans to increase prices during the busiest times at its restaurants.
The burger chain clarified its stance on how it will approach pricing after various media reports said that the company was looking to test having the prices of its menu items fluctuate throughout the day based on demand. Wendy's said that its digital menu boards could allow us to change the menu offerings at different times of day and offer discounts and value offers to our customers more easily, particularly in the slower times of day. John Scott reporting.
A bill allowing Louisiana residents 18 and older to carry a concealed handgun without a permit received final approval from lawmakers today. After years of a GOP-led efforts for permitless concealed carry, the bill is poised to become law. Governor Jeffrey Landry signaling he plans to sign the legislation. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.